This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين إله العالمين وبه نستعين ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين. We thank Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal for having gathered us here once again. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround us with the malaika and to cause His mercy and His sakinah to descend upon us and to raise us with the anbiya alayhim wa salatu wa salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. There are times of difficulty and times of ease. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that the human being will not live an entirely blissful life from the time he is born till the time he dies. Neither will he live an entirely difficult life from the time he is born until the time he dies. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives us the coping mechanism for all of those times. He says, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. Amazing is the affair of the believer. فَإِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ خَيْرٌ. For indeed, all of his affairs are good. إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّاءُ شَكَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. If goodness comes to him, he is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is good for him. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءُ صَبَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. And if difficulty afflicts him, he has patience. So that is good for him as well. وَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا الْمُؤْمِنِ. And that is for nobody except for the believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So at times, we will be afflicted with hardship. And we will be afflicted with difficulty. But the believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at that and says, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. And give glad tidings to those who are patient, the ones whom when a difficulty afflicts them, they say, indeed, we are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to Him we shall return. They acknowledge that Allah gave them the lives that they have, the breath that they take, the blood that runs through their veins, the feet that they walk with, the eyes that they see with, the hands that they touch with. We belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to Him we shall return. So the difficulty that we're going through is only from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And we will bear patience. We will bear patience. Now, you see, none of us has a choice as to what will afflict us. Nobody knows whether tomorrow they will be in the same health that they are in today. Nobody knows whether they will have family members, their mother, their father, their uncle, their aunt around them. We cannot choose what afflicts us. So what can we choose? We can change the way, the coping mechanism that is within, how we look at that problem, how we look at that difficulty, how we approach that issue. So this is why the hadith says, وَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا الْمُؤْمِنِ. And that ni'mah of being in goodness at all times is for nobody except for the believer, except for the believer. You look at the disbeliever, when difficulty afflicts him, why did this happen to me? Why is God doing this to me? He questions. He questions the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But regardless, he goes through it anyways. So he goes through it and he is fi halatil jaza. He's angry with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for the believer, his iman drives him forward. Alhamdulillah, Allah gave me good days. Allah gave me bad days, difficulty. Allah will give me good days. The good days will come, and he focuses on that. And he knows that even the difficulty that he is going through right now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him for it. One hadith mentions that there is not even a thorn that pricks the believer except that he will be rewarded for it. But that reward comes with patience. That reward does not come for free. That reward comes with patience. You know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by a woman and she was crying. She had lost her child. So she was crying and wailing and doing all sorts of things. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to her that have patience, be patient. So she said, ilayka anni, go away from me. What do you know about the difficulty that I'm suffering? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went away. He left her. Before she could say anything against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he left her. And he went away. And perhaps this is the best approach when we tell someone, have patience, and they tell you negative comments, to leave them for some time. After some time, it was said to her, do you know that was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Did you know you just told the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to leave and go away? So now she felt ashamed. And she went to the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm sorry, I didn't know it was you, O messenger of Allah. And the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّمَا الصَّبْرُ عِنْدَ الصَّدْمَةِ الْأُولَى. Patience is at the first strike of calamity. You hear news of someone who passed away, your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, you say, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. You hear news of your car being stolen or your house being burnt down, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. These are the first words that come out of your mouth. Why? Because they emanate from a believing heart. Instead of saying, why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do this? Instead of questioning the decree of Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, your heart and mind immediately goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm happy with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, patience will be had by everyone. Everyone needs to be patient at the end of the day. It doesn't matter whether you are patient at the beginning or not. You will have patience later on. Patience will have to be had later on. Why? Because you cannot choose what will happen to you. You cannot choose how, what will afflict you. So you will have to have patience at the end. Patience is at the beginning. When that initial strike of calamity hits you, it's the hardest for you to bear. It's most difficult for you to accept. When you say, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon all conditions. That is the moment that will define whether you are patient or not. Now, I'd like to draw our attention to something. You know, there are difficult times and easy times. And how do we navigate through the difficult times? By knowing Allah in the ease. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives your business a boom and you find that business is doing well, I'm making a lot of money. Yesterday I had 100,000, today I have 200,000. Alhamdulillah, I'm growing, I'm doing well. If you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these days, and you call out to Him in these days, and you go to the masjid in these days, and you don't allow this to turn you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the calamity strikes, when the calamity hits, and it will hit, when it does, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will know you. تعرف إلى الله في الرخاء يعرفك في الشدة. Get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within the easy time, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will get to know you when it is difficult for you. He will be there for you. He will respond to you. He will answer you. He will give you that ease of coping with the problem. The problem today is that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, then we are happy. And we forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the difficulty and calamity strikes, Ya Allah, it is good that when the difficulty and calamity strikes, we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is good. But why did you forget Allah when He gave you? Is it only that you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or you only want to know Him when you have a problem? So sometimes, for the person, or in fact, 99 or 100% of the times, for a person who does not turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the times of ease, that affliction, that calamity is good for him. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling him, come back to me. Come back to me, O insan. You forgot me. When I gave you, you forgot me, so now come back. And that opportunity is an opportunity for him to build that which is everlasting, that which lasts forever and ever and ever. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling him to compromise a little bit of the dunya we'll give you in Jannah. But wait. So, you see, human beings naturally, when they go through years of difficulty, years of hardship, years of calamity, naturally, a human being begins to feel sad. They begin to feel unhappy. What's going on in my life? When is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to come? I know that it's going to come, but when? حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. Until the messenger and the believers say, when is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to come? They're not questioning whether it's going to come or not. They're only waiting to say, Ya Allah, it's a long time now. Ya Allah, I'm waiting for that faraj. I'm waiting for that opening. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ. Behold, most definitely, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is close. The help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is close. Don't lose hope. The fact that you've been going through difficulty after difficulty, problem after problem, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. And if you want to look at the one who suffered the most, the one who was put through the most trial and tribulation, he was as'ada khalqillah, the most happy of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet he was afflicted the most. He lost all of his children during his lifetime, except for Fatima radiallahu anha. In fact, it is said that when his son Ibrahim was in the pangs of death, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was invited. He was told to come. And he was given his son who was dying. This son was still a toddler. He's holding his son is in his hands, watching his son gasping for his last breaths. And his eyes teared. His eyes teared sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He felt sad. Imagine the only male child that you have at that juncture, and you are losing this child. So his eyes teared, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the sahabi who was with him tells him, أَوَلَمْ تَنْهَ عَنِ الْبُكَاءِ. Did you not stop us from crying? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَا نَهَيْتُ عَنْهُ. I did not prevent you from crying, but I prevented you from tearing your clothes and smacking your faces and wailing out. إِنَّ هَذِهِ رَحْمَةٍ إِنَّمَا هِيَ رَحْمَةٍ. Indeed, this is a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These tears that you see are a mercy from Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So it's not wrong for you to become sad at times. It's not wrong for you to be unhappy at times. But don't allow yourself to become unhappy day after day, night after night, until you go 6 months, a year, 2 years, and that begins to engulf you, it becomes your life. Don't allow that to happen to yourself. And if it is a medical problem, then ask, seek out help. Go to the doctors, seek medication, go to the counselors, speak to someone. Tell them, I've got my deen in order. I go to the masjid, I wake up for tahajjud, I do what I'm meant to do, I do even more than I'm supposed to do. I keep away from haram. When I fall into haram, I seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but I have this unhappiness that doesn't want to leave me. I can't seem to get away from it. Go and seek help. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made these ways for you to get out of that problem. Ask. Seek that help and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you. But remember that always keep your ultimate hope and goal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is just a sabab, a means for me to get faraj, for me to get opening from Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. You know, what people say and what people do to you at times are the reason that makes us sad. Someone is harming you day in, day out, year in, year out. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through a similar problem. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through worse. He was known as As-Sadiqul Amin, the most truthful, the most trustworthy before Nubuwa, before the prophethood came. And when it came, they called him Sabi'un Kadhab. You are a person who has turned away from the religion and you are a liar. They pelted him. In fact, it is said that Abu Lahab would walk around following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the streets of Mecca, throwing pebbles at him, saying, "You are a liar, you are a magician, you have turned away from the religion of your forefathers." This was a man who had a stellar reputation. He was known as the most trustworthy, the most honest, the most truthful. And all of a sudden, people are calling him a liar, a magician, a sorcerer, a fortune teller. Imagine what this did to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
إِنَّا كَفَيْنَاكَ الْمُسْتَهْزِئِينَ الَّذِينَ يَجْعَلُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرُ فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ.
We are enough for you, O Muhammad, for those who are belittling you, for those who are lying about you, for those who are mocking at you. We are enough for you. Don't worry about them. We will take care of them for you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those are the ones, the very same ones who call out partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They place a deity besides Allah next to him and say, we worship this God. We also have a problem with them. We will take care of them for you. Don't worry. So when the next time when someone insults you, when someone abuses you, when someone stands up to you and accuses you of that which you haven't done, don't worry, leave them, leave them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of them. And there is nothing wrong with defending yourself. There is nothing wrong with saying, I am not that person that you are saying. There is nothing wrong with standing up to them. And at times, this is important. At times, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded in this manner. He stood up to the people who went against him. And it's important to do this with those who are bullies in your life. You know, we look at bullies in school and we say that these people bully others, they go after others, they dominate others, they want to take control of their lives, they beat others for nothing. They are bullies throughout life. And you will have to stand up to them at times. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fought wars. He spilt blood in defense of himself, in defense of the Muslimin. So sometimes it's required for you to stand up to that person, to go to the authorities, to get help from them. It's important at times when it carries on, abuse, year after year, day after day, night after night, you suffer, you're going through problems, go to the authorities, go and get help, go to someone who that person respects and tell them, look at what this person is doing to me. Perhaps if they are physically abusing you, then gain some strength, lift some weights, tell them, I'm coming for you. Sometimes they need that. But generally, when people by and large speak about you in community and society, accusing you of that which you haven't done, and perhaps it's not an ongoing thing, it doesn't carry on forever, leave them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of them. And as it begins to affect you, there are coping mechanisms that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ.
And we know that your heart is constricted. Your heart becomes narrow. It's constrained. It is difficult for you to take that which they say. They are calling you a liar, a sorcerer, a fortune teller. We know it's hard for you.
فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ.
So glorify your Lord. Glorify your Lord. Exalt Him in praise. And be from amongst those who prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I invite anyone who's been suffering through unhappiness, difficulty, problems, to place their head on the ground as a solution. Even if that means you don't have time for extra salah, go into what is known as sajda to shukr. Sajda to shukr, the prostration of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you get up from that sajda, you'll feel the weight lift off your shoulders. You'll feel as though that burden is less. It's easier for me to bear now. Why? أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ. The closest that a person can be to his Lord, the Most High, is when his head is on the lowest possible position. Why? Because you are placing the most honorable part of your body, which is your forehead, in the most humble position, the lowest possible position. Ya Allah, I come to you with my problem. I come to you with my difficulty because I acknowledge that you are the one who can lift it. Ya Allah, here I am with all humility and I'm placing my head on the ground for you, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Help me make dua in that sajda and you will get up feeling strong. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told to do. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. So exalt your Lord in praise. Make the tasbih. Subhanallah, 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 subhana rabbi al-azim, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanaka allahu al-azim, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. Make that praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He will make your affliction easy. He will remove that difficulty, that sorrow that is going on within your breast, within your chest. You know, sometimes there is this misunderstanding that we should do nothing about the situation that we are in. And this is wrong. This is wrong. The fact that sabr, you are having patience, it does not mean you should do nothing about your abuser. You should leave them to abuse you. No, Islam doesn't teach you to turn the other cheek. Yes, if you can bear it and it's not bad and it's not serious and it's something that's just by the way, that's something that we've spoken about. But if you're being physically abused, emotionally abused, and it's too much to bear, you start having thoughts of self-harm, it's time to stand up. It's time to do something about that situation and don't stop trying. Keep trying until you get somewhere. You see, sabr, this does not negate your sabr. Ya'qub alayhi salatu was salam was sorrowful. He was sad at what had happened. He had lost two children and he says,
إِنَّمَا أَشْكُو بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ وَأَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
I am complaining to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about my sorrow, about my grief. And He sent His sons, the rest of His sons, go and look for your brothers. He didn't sit there and keep quiet and say, it's enough, I will keep quiet and I will wait for the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did that which was within his capacity. Go and look for these two sons that are missing. Go and look for them. I need them back. We'll do what is within our capacity. And the rest is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah described his sabr. فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ He said that it was a beautiful patience that Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam had. So patience involves knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of my problem. I leave it to Him, and then doing the best that you can in this situation, whatever that may be, whatever it may be. Even if it may be going to talk to someone close to you, a relative, look, so and so is doing this to me, I can't take it anymore. لا يحب الله الجهر بالسوء من القول إلا من ظلم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala despises for you to say something bad about someone else unless you have been oppressed. If you have been oppressed, you have the right. Go and talk to your father, go and talk to your mother, go and talk to your friend, go and talk to an uncle or an aunt, someone that you can pour your heart out to. Nothing wrong with that. Do something about the situation and leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to turn back to Him. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to deal with our sorrow, sadness, anxiety and pain in the correct manner. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'een.